This is Dr. Shelley Epstein, MD, dictating a independent medical evaluation. A review of records is listed separately. This is regarding claimant Nancy Katabiani, CATTABIANI, claim number 3207, capital G802T, space after the 2, then space after the 8. Date of loss 5/26/2020, request type UM-UIM, exam date 11/9/2022, exam time 3:15 p.m., exam location 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Today, conducted a independent medical evaluation of Nancy Katabiani, CATTABIANI. She was made aware that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply, and that I would be submitting a report regarding my findings. Nancy Katabiani is a 74-year-old female who resides with her husband of 24, her second husband of 24 years, and their dog. She reports being semi-retired from a part-time work in a running store for which she did sales for 35 years. She currently works approximately 2 Saturdays per month. On 5/26/2020, she was involved in a an motor vehicle accident. She states she was stopped at a light awaiting a left turn and was hit by oncoming traffic. The airbags deployed. She reports a pain in her chest. She was brought to the hospital by ambulance and was diagnosed with a fractured sternum and 6 fractured ribs. She was discharged the following day, partly because of all the COVID cases in the hospital setting, as she was told. She received home nursing care, including orthopedic evaluation and diagnosis and treatment for stomach trauma. Since then, she reports having a tremendous difficulty either driving a car or being a passenger in a car. She's also had tremendous difficulty resuming her interest in bicycle riding and is wary of doing it unless the conditions are excellent. She has participated in Ironman contest in the past. This interest has been difficult to pursue due to her increase in anxiety making driving difficult. She's attempted to accommodate via taking relaxation breaks on the highway, seldom going out at night. She reports tremendous anxiety just getting into a car, feeling like her whole system is, quote, on high alert, unquote. She also reports intermittent nightmares, although fewer the last 6 months. She also has panic attacks, middle insomnia 3 to 5 times a night, decreased libido and some anhedonia. Quote, "I've lost my zest for life," unquote. "I'm a different person," quote unquote. This has led to a decreased ability to enjoy herself in her leisure time with her husband. She's also experiencing difficulty crossing streets due to tremendous fear of being hurt by a vehicle. She states that her husband has been supportive. A new paragraph. She pursued a psychiatric consultation in 2020 and continued to work with a therapist through 2021. She has tried to employ some techniques suggested by Ms. Hudson, MP, who's the provider that she's been working with. Several medication trials were attempted, including one of sertraline and one of escitalopram. She reports side effects of lethargy and fatigue, and eventually stopped taking medication. She worked with Ms. Hudson from initial evaluation on 10/26/20 through to 3/7 22. In the Bill of Particulars, the patient reported flashbacks, worry, nervousness traveling or driving a car, continued thoughts of the accident, nightmares, and a depressed mood. She also reported sleeping 4 to 5 hours a night, and a weight loss of 8 pounds. Okay, past medical history. She sees her primary medical doctor is Dr. Shapiro in Riverhead. She has hypothyroidism and is prescribed Synthroid 100 micrograms daily. She has a history of a cardiac ablation about 2 years ago and knee replacement on the right side. Last year, she had a laminectomy about 20 years ago. She found acupuncture in 2021 very helpful. And diminishing her anxiety. She drinks one glass of wine every 3 months. She denies drug use. She denies past psychiatric history. She denies family psychiatric history. She was born in Long Beach, California. She has one son, 42 years old, and a granddaughter, 5 years old. She also has a stepson who's 40 years old. She's married to her second husband. She denies history of physical or sexual abuse. And she and her husband enjoy physical activity together. Other symptoms elicited from Ms. Catabiani include intrusive memories, a sense of foreshortened future, hypervigilance, feeling easily startled, physical distress when reminded of a past stressful experience, avoiding activities or situations that remind her of the accident, feeling distance or cut off, being bothered by insomnia, irritability, and tries to avoid thinking about the accident. Also has a loss of interest in activities that she enjoys and is occasionally bothered by nightmares. On mental status exam, she looks younger than her stated age, is wearing a mask, complying with voluntary COVID-19 suggestions. Good eye contact, fluent speech, a normal rate and volume, denies suicidal ideation, denies homicidal ideation, denies auditory or visual hallucinations, denies paranoia or delusions, nightmares, panic attacks, anhedonia, decreased libido, decreased appetite, middle insomnia, foreshortened future, decreased enjoyment in activities, alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment, good, impulse control, fair. An impression, I feel Nancy Catabiani meets criteria for panic disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. I believe these symptoms to be caused by the accident of 5/26 2020. She seemed to respond to cognitive behavioral therapy. She had trouble tolerating any antidepressant medications. My recommendation would be to resume therapy treatments on at least an every other week basis for the next 4 to 6 months, as this could further improve some of the symptoms that she's still struggling with, hopefully. Patient does not have any prior psychiatric history to be superimposed on current injuries. In my opinion, She is suffering with disability regarding travel and anxiety, and there is causation from the accident. Some of the symptoms in the bill of particulars that patient is struggling with includes marked alteration of her lifestyle, depression, nightmares, emotional changes, periods of severe stress, anxiety, and apprehension as a result of the traumatic shock to her nervous system, quote unquote. Okay, in terms of attestation, I, Shelley Jane Epstein, MD, being a physician duly licensed to practice medicine in the state of New York pursuant to CPLR 2106, hereby affirm under the penalty of perjury that the statements contained herein are true and accurate. The claimant was examined according to the restricted rules concerning an independent medical evaluation. It is therefore understood that no doctor-patient relationship exists or is implied by this examination. The claimant was examined in reference to the specific complaint emanating from the original injury. Any other medical conditions which were either unreported or felt to be unrelated to the original injury are considered to be beyond the purview of this examination. I further declare under the penalties of perjury that the information contained with this document is the work product of the undersigned and is true to the best of my knowledge and information. I hereby certify that this report is full and truthful presentation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion as an independent medical examiner, and I have reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy. I was unable to comment on any injuries not related to, injuries or symptoms not related to patient's psychiatric condition, as it is would be without my, would be outside of my specialty to comment on any other injuries. Therefore, other body parts that were complained about by the patient or listed in the medical records addressed in the bill particulars but fall outside of my specialty were not addressed.